Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call me, you want to hang out, you want to jump in the chat room with me, we can talk about this and that, sneakers, the hat. Go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. It's anonymous, like, meaning I won't know who you are. You won't know who anyone is, and it's all good in whatever your neighborhood is. So, anyway, jump in. Also, social media, because I like to hang out, and you like to hang out, and I guess social media is important, maybe, kind of, sort of. You can, if you're on Facebook, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I drink no water, that's clear, a.k.a. I eat paper for dinner, a.k.a. you can't mess with me because I got a bald head, Mr. J. Either myself or he will add you to the Smooth Drama page on Facebook, if you're so inclined to do that. And pretty much anywhere you social media, if you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, talk to us, and we'll add you, follow you, and talk to you within reason. We need a little reason, a little bit. Speaking of reason, guess what, y'all? Facebook did some research. What they do research on. They did research and they found that Instagram harms mental health of teens. I'm like, wow. Facebook owns Instagram. And supposedly, Facebook is for old people. Instagram is for new people. So, would that mean that if Instagram is made 32% of teen girls feel bad and 14% of teenage boys, they have self-esteem issues because of Instagram? And Instagram is for the youngsters. Facebook is for the oldsters. Not that I'm talking about you who are on Facebook, but allegedly people on Facebook are old, according to young people. You know, for them, anybody over 22 is old. It's like, you 28? It's over for you, bro. You're done. You might as well start writing your will now. Because our young people, I mean, I'll never forget, my nephew actually thought that I went to school with horse and buggies. It was still one of the craziest, most infuriating, and saddest scenes of my life, because he actually thought, it's like, yeah, you know, where everybody went to school together and the horse and buggy. It's like, what are you talking about? Are you serious? But that's the indictment of our education system and the fact that young people just have irrational thoughts about older people, like, you know, whatever, y'all lived in caves, you like drawing with some colored rocks, you know, it's all kinds of crazy stuff that you'd be surprised what your kids, grandkids, how they think about you, really. You ask them questions and you're just like, no, stop that. Anyway, so yeah, researchers, mental health, and I guess that's going to be a recurring theme tonight. So there's the mental health of the teens, it's harmful to them, and of course, Instagram's harmful, but Facebook is not, because everybody's sane on Facebook, because that's where all the older, more mature people are. Y'all know, y'all scroll through your Facebook feeds, and you're never appalled by anything. Everything on Facebook makes sense. It's so smooth and relaxing and soothing. Man, I go through my Facebook feed, and I'm just like, man, I feel good about life. I feel good about life. I really do. That's what Facebook does for me. And now I know why I don't like Instagram. Now I know. Not the fact that, you know, people expect you to just take pictures all the time. And, I mean, like, if you know what my face looks like, I'd still look like that. Occasionally, I'll do some stuff. I'll post some art, whatnot. And I guess I'm due post some smooth drama toe jam pictures. So look for that this week, people. I think I'm going to do it. I think that I'm going to do the smooth drama toe jam pictures. This is what my toes look like right now. So y'all be on the lookout for that. It's an exclusive. Follow me and get them toe jam pictures. Like, I don't know how to manufacture toe jam, though. I guess I can Google that, and they got Google for everything. So how to manufacture toe jam and take pictures of it. I might even do a series, because I remember I did a series where I cut my son's hair. Like, first got on Facebook, it was called The Anatomy of a Haircut. It's like I did the joke where I just like, you know, and I just like walked away. He's like, wait, what? That's it. You're going to have to go to school and handle your business. But we worked it out, and I finished the haircut. He was happy. But craziness happens. I mean, speaking of some other craziness that happens, and I'm talking about maybe I'm not talking about mental health, but there was the Met Gala the other night, and Simone Biles was on the red carpet with a 98-pound dress, 17,000 feet of what they call it, Swarovski glass crystal chains, and nearly 200 feet of tulle or tully. I don't know. But, yeah, it took 6,650 hours and 100 workers to complete this dress. And 6 men carried the skirt as she walked up the steps to the museum. Now, I'm gonna say this, and it's no disrespect to the young men or whatever men. I'm gonna guess it's some young men that was carrying that dress, those 6 guys. But you know, you really, really scraping the bottom of the employment chart when your job is to carry a skirt. Saying it's I mean, woo, that's what was happening. Say, so, hey, got a job for you. Okay. What's the job? Oh, you get to go to the Met Gala. Word? Okay. All right. It's cool. So, I mean, what? When we take pictures, I mean, what are we doing? Are we posting? Nah, we need you to carry the dress. Simone Biles got a 98-pound dress. We're going to need you to carry it. Oh. And then you have to start, like, wow. And you're hoping. Yeah, and this is where you hope to everything that you hold dear, that nobody posts pictures of you. They just look at Simone Biles. Because generally, the people who carry the dresses, what, nobody gives a damn about them. But I'm guessing, because we're in that age, we're at that part of our civilization where somebody took pictures or has some video of the guys holding that dress. And they probably don't want them pictures posted anywhere. Because it's like, what was you doing? I went to the, you know, you tell your people, I was at the Met Gala. I was hanging out. I met Simone Biles. You know, I got to hang out with Frank Ocean, who had a blinking robot with him. Maybe. I should have been at the Met Gala. Because it just seems like you had to be weird to be there. And it's just like, it's like my kind of place, right? Like, so we got 98-pound dresses. 98-pound. And I mean, Simone Biles weigh about 102. Maybe she's a little bit over 100 pounds. Maybe. I mean, she looked thick on TV, but we know she's really, really small. She's not a big woman. She's a really, really big-looking, small woman. So maybe she's like 110, 100. I mean, she's a muscular 110, 115, but well, she's like 3 feet tall. She's not big. So not. I saw it. It's like 98-pound dress. Damn. And you find out that it took over 6,650 hours to make the dress with 100 people working it. That's a lot. That's a whole lot. Then it makes me wonder, because I saw, unrelated but related at the same time, There's a guy who's a runner. And y'all know how I feel about these Guinness Book of World Records. But there's a British runner who's aiming to break the Guinness Book of World Record by completing the London Marathon while dressed as a human brain. And, you know, I just asked why. Why? What are we doing as humans that's like, okay, I'm gonna wear a 98-pound dress. I'm gonna have blinking robot. I'm gonna break the record, and I'm gonna run the London Marathon dressed as a human brain. And it's a big costume of a brain. And he's wearing it. He's taking pictures with it. I just asked why. And so, you know, because I ask Brown Sugar this every week. I'm like, can you hang out with people that do stuff like that? You know, I just wonder. You know, somebody says, hey, I was once dressed as a human brain and I own the Guinness Book of World Records, and you're at their house chilling. It's like, is that something that make you want to get up and leave? Like, I done messed up. You went to the wrong place. I mean, these are the questions that I ask. I know it's not important in life, because I know we're still in the middle of the most scrumptious apocalypse. But still, I have these questions. I have these questions in my brain. So, yeah. Can you do it? I mean, and I'm going to ask this question every week. Can you really hang around people that do stuff like that? You know, and I'm, you know, and so I always ask Brown Sugar, and I ask you, the listener, are y'all really checking for the person? You hanging out with the person that wore brain costumes running the marathon? I mean, generally, what, marathons, you have to have them things on your nipples so that you don't burn your nipples off or irritate them, whatnot, because the fabric brushing up against your skin. I mean, it's a real thing. And so, yeah, you got on the whole brain costume. So, I mean, there's the dehydration. I'm going to burst into flames because I got this. I need this record. Because people are going to be impressed by it, and I'm going to be at a party, and I'm going to say, hey, but I own the Guinness Book of World Record for wearing a human brain suit. I completed the London Marathon. It's, yeah. Or I once wore a 98-pound dress, or I had a blinking robot in public just walking around with it. I mean, I just asked, you know, and so it's a theoretical question with a hypothetical answer on your part. Can you hang around people like that? I'm going to ask that question. So if you're in the chat room, oh, the dress is 88 pounds. Oh, so that makes it better. Great guess. That makes it better. I mean, because 98, 88. I'm just asking if we gonna be particular. Because it says 98, but, you know, if you say it was 88 pounds, you know what? I guess because she's about 115. That give her a whole 27 pounds on the dress. That was it. All right. I'm saying, I like Simone Biles. I still think she's different. Because the whole Olympics thing and the pressure she was talking about. I'm like, you play a game. You're a gymnast. And you make money off of that, your endorsement, whatever. You don't really have like a real job. I'm like, I don't see the pressure. I don't see the pressure because, I mean, she talks about it. She was like, yeah, you can't talk trash to me because I can't hear you over my 7 gold medals. I'm like, okay, so you talk trash about it, but why was you depressed about the Olympics? You get the opportunity to do something that, I mean, I haven't been, I don't know anybody who's ever been to the Olympics. So I'm just saying. I probably just need to go on break. So that's what I'm going to do. This is J. Cole. Close.
Yeah. Close. Bill-matic. One, two, one. Listen, close. I said my dreams as they approach. Gotta be patient and trust in God. He the coach. Temptations are taking a shortcut, but I don't. I ain't trying to be an almost. When I get it, I'm afloat. Gone are the days we were close. Now when I see you, I look at you just like a ghost. A shell of your former self, so caught up with that dope. Two niggas singing two different notes, and you know I got a coast. Nothing but a dollar and some hope. up in the wide, but damn, what hurts me the most? You was a good nigga, we knew each other's folks. Now you gotta ride around with the toast and you keep that shit close. Cause niggas plotting on you since you chose to roll around with the candy paint on spokes. You know beer niggas don't like it when you boast. You know 12 be taking notes and they watching you close. But maybe you don't see him cause the smoke clouding your vision from every cigar that you soak. Plus the lean you sipping which started as a joke. Got you now feeling for your next dose. Meanwhile I'm so close, don't even give a fuck that I'm broke. Cause in my mind I'm rich with shit I done wrote. Therefore I'm convinced that this is supposed to happen. And in time I'ma blow, they gon' label me the GOAT. How long has it been since we spoke? Last night I jumped up from my sleep, I was soaked. Call it a nightmare, the scene that awoke me involved to a nigga. I ain't know they was creeping up close. I saw the heat tucked in their coats. You didn't notice cause you was busy counting dough. I tried to yell but nothing came out of my throat. Niggas cocked back the hammers and you froze. In your eyes I saw hope. Hope of a better way to cope with the pain and the scars and the lean and the coat. And I swear in that moment I wish we were still close. Maybe I could have saved you but no trigger squeeze gun smoke. I opened up my eyes with a dope. Heart pumping like Usain Bolt. Reach for my phone, missed calls and a text message note from my mama saying you just got smoked. Damn, this life is no joke. Close. Fuck.
Together you got to move from the
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was J. Cole. Close. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, today's day. Hooray, hooray. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. If I can quote the Jungle Brothers from way back in the day. Election Day, Recall Day, whichever one you want to call it. And so they're campaigning. Everybody and their mama came to California. So I've thrown out my theory, and I'm going to say it on live on the air. The only reason why they're trying to get rid of him, I got two theories. One, he was the first one to make the NCAA lose money by supporting the NIL, which is where young men and women can make money off of their likeness, their name, image, and likeness in college. So there's that, which has, you know, potentially cost the NCAA millions, billions going forward, because I don't own you no more in perpetuity. People don't understand how deep that is. I own your name in perpetuity for them 3-4 years or 1 year in some cases that you was in college. That's a deep, deep statement. But I digress. There's that, as well as the fact that quite frankly, Gavin Newsom is pretty. So they're like looking like 8 years down the line trying to run against him. And so you got a whole bunch of dudes that know that when they look in the mirror, it cracks a little bit. And then there's him on the stage with you. You can't beat him. The only thing they can do is say, well, hey, you got caught in that scandal and somebody sucked your dick or something. That's all they can have on him. Because, you know, politics, people are going to say the right thing, but the camera is not going to lie. There's you, and then there's him. And they know he come from California. He's pretty. He's going to have the Midwest and the South on lock. There's a whole bunch of women that's going to be masturbating to him. He's our president. I'm sorry, but that's what's going to happen. If they don't get him out, he's going to be president. The only way he can't be president is if he does something monumentally stupid. So they're trying to get him now. Because if he runs for president, how does he lose? He can't lose. I mean, y'all see them Congress and senators. I mean, some of these dudes, I mean, you see them and it's like, man, you don't even look like a human. You look like a cartoon character that got 3D printed and, you know, they stuck some AI in you and you just start talking. That's what they look like. So, I'm not making it up. You look up a lot of your representatives and you see them and you're just like, man, a lot of them don't look like real humans. They just don't. They don't. They're very unattractive people. So unattractive people running against attractive people, all rhetoric is the same. Boom, you know what's going to happen. I call it the masturbation factor, MF. That's what Gavin Newsom has. So we talking about it. His closest, I guess you want to say, the guy that's supposed to be the front runner, Larry Elder. And I've said this before on the show, and I'm going to keep saying it. He just looks like he stinks. He just looks like he don't use deodorant. It's just, I'm sorry. I've heard him talk. And he's what they call kind of off a little bit. But he already, we ain't even had the election yet. And he's talking about the election. He hasn't lost yet, but he says, I'm against the twisted results. So they want, and this is, he wants you to sign a petition to investigate the twisted results. It ain't even over. Ain't even over. But we're going to investigate these twisted results. So, and I'm going to quote the stinky man. I'm guessing his breath stinks too. We implore you to join us in this fight as you are able, primarily by signing our petition demanding a special session of the California legislature to investigate and ameliorate the twisted results of this 2021 recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom. That's on his site. Yeah. He said they've detected fraud in California resulting in Governor Gavin Newsom being reinstated as governor. Now, he needs 50% of the vote to be reinstated. So I voted. And I did a special, just in case they recall him, I did a special protest write-in vote. I wrote in my co-host. So, you know, it was like the nepotism thing. I just thought, you know, if Gavin's not going to be in, I get an inside person and I can get a grant or something. That's not that they're going to vote for brown sugar, because I might have been the only one that did, but I was trying. It was like insider trading. I was trying, if Newsom's not gonna be, I was trying to get somebody that's gonna, you know, get me. I don't know. It's like there's grants, there's special bills. I'm just trying to get some nepotism going. That was all, but I don't think it's going to work. And so we're going to have Gavin Newsom, or we might have Stinky Man. Stinky Man. I mean, because Arnold Schwarzenegger won with I don't know what, 15% of the vote? 15%. Don't take much. Because there's like 43 people running. So you can win with like 182 votes or something stupid like that. Like, he got like 4,000 votes. He wins. I'm like, yeah, because that's a mandate right there. You got 4,000 votes in the state that's got what? Cali's probably got about, I don't know, 30, 40 million people in it. So, yeah. That's what we talking about. You have a mandate from the people. I got 4,000 votes, son. I got 4,000 votes. People love me. Even though he twisted results. Election didn't even get started. And he's like, yeah, they cheating me. So he's basically saying if I lose, it's rigged. Because there's no way I couldn't win because people look at me and they just see trust. I mean, I see funk, but that's just me. I know I probably shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing it. I mean, not to mention, and some people say, well, you know what? See, this is that black on black attack. Because if you didn't know, now if you listen to him, you wouldn't be able to tell this. But Larry Elder is a black man. If you Google him, you'll see a face that I don't know who would love it, but. And I'm not attacking him because I dislike him or anything. I don't know him. He could be a cool dude. But he just looks like he stinks. He really does. It don't take much. It don't take much. And speaking of people that stink. So everybody, I hope that you're ready. Saturday, everybody should have their TVs on because there's supposed to be another protest. Only this time, they're supposed to have fences up so that, I guess if there's something that happens at the Capitol from the folks that we really should be calling traitors, but we don't. We just say there are people exercising their right to want to murder their representatives that they don't like and take over the government. I mean, that's kind of why they were there. They were there to murder. Lest we forget, they were there to murder the people that were there, and overturn so Trump would be president again, even though he lost the election. And the only reason why the murder didn't happen was because Secret Service shot that woman that was dumb enough to jump through. Because I guess they thought they going to let a woman in. And Secret Service like, nah, we kill anybody who stepped through. They say, hey, step away. She's like, you ain't going to kill me. I'm a white pal. It's kind of over. I almost looked up her name, but I'm like, she's not important enough to me to say her name. I'm not sorry either that I'm saying that. She wasn't really that important. She was dumb enough to drink the Kool-Aid of somebody who's never going to help you. Matter of fact, Kool-Aid was probably poison. anyway. We know about Kool-Aid being poisoned by cult leaders, but hey. Yeah, so I'll be watching TV. Normally, I'd be watching some college football, doing running my errands, whatnot. But I'm like, I might pay attention to the news. Just in case some other folks decide, hey, you know what? We want to storm the Capitol again. I'm hoping for it. I need some good entertainment TV. I'm hoping for it. You know, I want to see y'all exercise your constitutional rights. You have the right to protest and try to murder people who were gainfully and democratically elected. I mean, because folks just gloss over that we wanted to murder those people there. They gloss over that point. It's like that they were there to murder them, but hey, we're going to leave that alone. I'm going to walk away, but I am going to be paying attention Saturday. So I'm hoping for some fireworks. I'm hoping for some fireworks. In the meantime, in between time, I don't know if anybody's been following this or even care. I mean, I don't really care. I just know this individual is probably one of the scariest looking people that I've ever seen. Aside from Michael Jackson, the late, great Michael Jackson, when he turned ghoul, Marilyn Manson. So, Marilyn Manson is in trouble for all kinds of stuff, right? And so, one of Marilyn Manson's videographers accuses him of spitting and blowing his nose on her during the concert. But his lawyer says she consented to being exposed to bodily fluids. Now, I'm going to repeat what she said happened. So, what had happened was, he's accused of approaching a videographer at his concert and allegedly spitting and blowing his nose on her. Now, you know, people spit on people. We've heard of people spitting on people. And that's a sign of disrespect, right? But blowing your nose on somebody, that's extra disrespect. That's disrespect on a whole other level that you can't even comprehend. Like, you know what? I'm going to give you this snot. Not because I'm crying, but because I just don't like you. And then to add insult to injury, homie says, it's consensual. I'm cool with you spitting and snotting on me. So, you ask people, you, who is consenting to snot? Now, I know there's people who are into all kinds of stuff. I've heard people talk about, I like drinking blood. We've seen that. There's people who do that. We know there's people, what do we call it? The golden shower. There's people who like getting peed on. There's people who like excrement. It's scat play, they call it. You know, all the stuff that make you want to take a shower. Right? Just talking about it, I'm like, maybe during the break, I need to take a shower.
because it's nasty. And snotting, just, I'm going to blow my nose on you. You consent to being exposed to that. I've never heard of people wanting to. So we know there's an element of spitting on people. There's some sexual things that people do. They spit on each other, whatnot. Spit shines, whichever one you want to call it. But blowing my nose on you, I have never heard that one. I challenge anybody, somebody please, if you're in the chat room, great guest, interesting settler, my favorite terrorist, somebody tell me, you know anybody that's consented to the snot, like, you know what, you can drop boogers on me, it's all good. Somebody, please, engage Habitant. Somebody in the chat room, holla at me. I'm fishing for the story. I'm fishing for anyone that heard that somebody was like, yeah, you can snot on me. I mean, people admit to all kinds of stuff, right? I need a disclaimer for this segment? No, I don't actually. It's Marilyn Manson. It's public record. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson is a scary looking individual. Like, I remember the first time I saw the picture, I was like, oh, he's a vampire. He's a real life vampire. I know there's no way he's a real human. Nope. Mm-mm. He's a vampire. I don't think there's anybody who's ever caught him, like, broad daylight. He ain't the dude that's on the beach anywhere. Nowhere. There are no beach pictures of him. Why? Because he would burst into flames. I'm telling you. It ain't no cross or none of that. He'll just burn in the daytime. He's a vampire. He's a night walker. He's a creature of the night. I'm just saying it. And so, yeah. Now, some people would say privilege, whatnot. See, I'm not even going to go there. I hate using that word. I really do. I just think that because America is so ridiculous, right? America is so ridiculous. You will have people who will say all kinds of stuff. I mean, so for example, they're looking for the 22-year-old white woman. She was on the road doing her YouTube thing with her boyfriend. He came back. She did not. They're like looking for him, and they put out that they're looking for her. Now, common sense says, you know what? He killed her. But nah, they're holding out hope on something else because why would he kill her? It's like when I talked about that cop last week that went on a date and they went hiking and he came down alone. Said he sent her back. She was going to meet him at the car. I'm like, I didn't know we split up on dates. It's like, yeah, we're going to go on a date, but we gonna go in two different directions, and then we'll meet up to commence the date later. It's a different kind of date. Maybe I don't know how to date, but I just thought that it means that you're together. You actually do stuff together. And if you go and do something, you come back together. When you don't come back together, only one person comes back. I'm going to take a guess that, yeah, somebody got hurt. Something bad happened. Something evil happened. Just speculation on my part. I mean, as most people have that expectation if you go on a date. And so it doesn't, you know, sometimes dates don't go well and you can just leave. But, yeah, they were together. There's multiple videos of them talking and laughing and joking. And then I'm guessing laughing and joking stopped because they were on a trip cross country, and then all of a sudden he just came back and they lived together. So it wasn't no one time date thing. They've been dating for a while. So yeah, murder to me. You know, it's kind of obvious. I didn't know we had to speculate on it. It's like, yeah, if two people go out on the trip and one of them come back and he don't say nothing, yeah, homie killed her. You know, he can say, hey, she stopped over at her auntie's house. We had a fight. She stopped over at her auntie's house. She said she ain't want to deal with me no more, so I just came home. Now, he ain't say that. Homie just broke left. Just dropped off the car and, hey, I'm by myself. Deuces. I'm out. Yeah. Not my kind of date either, great guest. Not my kind of date either. It's interesting that you can have that. And so, and Marilyn Manson can say they consented to me snotting. So it's just, I mean, to me, the why, then we can say mental health, because there is some retardation in your thinking. But I'm gonna go on break. This is Common, the game.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't fazed by fame. Come to the crib, get bang, they take the chain. Stay in your lane, go back, ain't the way of the game. My brainstorm is like a thing in the rain. My favorite was Kane, now I'm so ripped, weight in the game. You was hot, but can't stay in the flame. Ghetto pain and rim don't crack. The bitches like a symbol for black. Instead of real, behind the real, in the act, in the middle of whack. My soul sticks to a track. Kick back, records get kicked to the back. I want big cribs and my man Ronnie to get here. Child in a good school to know where the shift is. It's global warming, the world is shifting. Why we sweet 16? Bitchin' that's rich kids. You don't know it like you gotta go to distance, brother. Yoga, doja, we all get lifted in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, how you killin' in the game?
Music. I never kiss the ass of the masses. I'm the black molasses. Sick and I last it past these rap bastards. They tried to box me in like Cassius Clay. Hey, I'm like Muhammad when he fasted. Opposing the fascists. Made cuts that got gases. Practice over third eye lashes. Punchlines are like jab hits. The rappers whose careers now acted. Too many slashes in his name. Came in the game as gun clappers. So weak rhymes to close the line to an actress. I see them dashes, smash it. I yell, run, nigga, run.
while I cook the plastic. The weak hearted become Babylon puppets, making it hard for real hustlers. Touch the sky now and then with a lady friend. Give thanks to the most, that's how the day begins in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. I get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type chilling in the game.
Music. I just wanna be like a killer and achiever from the streets of the side, but some get hot for leisure, selling weed out of cleaners, from box to barber stops and beamers. Six with blind weeds and strong legs like Serena, the demeanor of the ghetto to never stay settled. All the men and corrupt man slay pharaoh. Good bring business to the hood like Harold 5-year-old walking by themselves in the streets. The young die of cancer. I stop eating meat, greet the gods on 87th Street like meat, even though it's water deep. Got a face in the east. The game ain't facing the street. Cats slow and still, and they complacent with beat. My radio station is deep, so effort, progressive, counting paper and blessings in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type chilling in the game. I get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type chilling in the game.
Music.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Common, the game. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Groundhog Day. Are we talking about Groundhog Day? Should we talk about Groundhog Day? I guess we can. Before we get into Groundhog Day, I did have one other thing I wanted to talk about. Yes, this is, there's a book coming out. There's a book coming out, and there's something really, really funny in it. So, talking about Trump was telling Mike Pence, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore if you don't do this, meaning decertify the election. I'm like, so, say Pence was apparently so torn between his loyalties to the president and his sworn oath to defend the Constitution that he sought advice from Dan Quayle. Blast from the past. Dan Quayle, the dude who couldn't tell the difference between tomato and tomato. That's who he went to. And I'm thinking that, yeah, there's my homie, and then there's breaking the law, and there's causing anarchy in the country. I mean, do you really need advice on that? Like, yeah, one of them, I'm not going to be your friend if you don't help me become a dictator. I mean, is that a choice? You're going to cause civil war in the country. Because, you know, fools are going to be out there busting. I'm going to be inside because I'm not shooting for neither one of them sides. It's like y'all can all shoot each other up. I would have watched from inside the house. So, I mean, I don't want to be your friend anymore if you don't do this. That sounds like elementary school. What? You not going to help me cheat marbles? I ain't going to be your friend no more. You don't help me cheat. That was it. I just thought that was funny. I thought it was real funny. Not going to be your friend no more. On that note, I'm going to Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, it came out. It's inflammatory. It's It's just really inflammatory. I don't know what I'm going to do. They said they did an ancestry on Joe Biden and his ancestors owned slaves. A rich white man's ancestors had slaves. Oh, my goodness. I would. Ooh, I don't know what I'm going to do, though. Hold me back. Hold me. It's really. And then the horrible part about it is it wasn't even a plantation or nothing. It's like one of his ancestors had one slave, which is still too much. And, you know, realistically, if I had a time machine, you know, I might want to shoot him in the head or something. But that's neither here nor there. I'm saying that. I thought it was going to be like a plantation. It was like, yeah, one of his relatives had one slave and another one had one or two. I was like, that's the headline. Joe Biden's ancestors owned slaves. It's like they had like three. I'm thinking that it's like on some Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, they had the plantation. He had like 213 slaves, or it's like three. Now, it's three too many, obviously. But I'm like, three? Three? That's headline? Yeah, I don't even know. Whew. And on top of that, so right now, U.S. officials and Native American leaders are to meet on returning lands. I saw that. I was like, what? We returning lands to Native Americans? Then it was like, no, it was the land that they took. Because we already know that all of the United States is Native American. Well, most of it, majority of it. They ain't giving that back. No, it was like, remember, all the reservations, the tribal reservations are on the ass cracks of America. It's like every place where they didn't want to live, hey, y'all going to live there. So we remember them that Trail of Tears where they had to walk from Ohio to Oklahoma and Georgia to Oklahoma. That's a long drive. Think about that walk. So anyway, the stuff that they took from them during the pipeline fiasco, the Keystone Pipeline, they're talking about restoring those lands back to the Native Americans because I guess they couldn't use it and they messed it all up, so y'all can have it back now. That's pretty much what happened, right? The pipeline didn't work. It was all jacked up. Oil is everywhere. So yeah. Ruin the earth. Y'all can have it back. We're sorry. Hope you can work it out. So, yeah. That's awesome. I mean, whew. I mean, and folks don't even blink. Wouldn't even blink when you hear about stuff like this. Like, oh, well, that's good. Returning the tribal lands back. They're going to get those tribal lands back. It's going to be good for them. It's like, but you already messed it up. It was already barren. And y'all messed it up some more where it's even worse when it was terrible. So I don't know what's worse than terrible. But that's what it is. Well, we don't want it. We can't do nothing. Y'all can have it. So, yeah. That's kind of the end of the story. There's no good part. Nope. None at all. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room. We can talk about it. If not, we'll catch you on the flip side. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.